Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Audio CD&D, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and this week in our 21st Weekly we saw an unchanged week 10 ATX. From now on, we have continuous auctions for Austrian government bonds, and on Friday, we saw International Women's Day on Vienna Stock Exchange. Bloomberg wrote that VIG and Unica may be targets of Italian Generali. VIG was best performer this week. News came from Valneva, Vienna Stock Exchange, Addiko, Palfinger, Unica, and Zumtobel. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these are the news of our private investor relations universe consisting of 39 titles. Let us start with Monday. Valneva, Valneva SE, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, announced that its senior management will participate at upcoming investor conferences in the United States and Europe. CEO Thomas Lingelbach will present Valneva at the TD Cowen 44th Annual Healthcare Conference, taking place March 4 to 6, 2024, in Boston. Mr. Lingelbach and CFO Peter Buller will also meet with institutional investors during the Van Lanschot Kempen Life Sciences Conference, held April 16 to 17, 2024, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Management will discuss Valneva's growing commercial business and pipeline of infectious disease vaccines. IXCHIQ, registered sign, Valneva's third commercial product and the world's first approved vaccine against chikungunya virus, was recently recommended for use by the U.S. CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and is launching in 2024. Valneva, weekly performance, 5.86%. Tuesday, Vienna Stock Exchange. Austrian government bonds can be traded by investors on the Vienna Stock Exchange as part of the continuous auction from now on. This change enables buying and selling from 9:15 to 16:30 on trading days via banks and online brokers. Erste Group and Raiffeisen Bank International act as market makers to ensure continuous liquidity and high price quality. Austrian government bonds are issued by the Austrian Treasury, OBFA, in the name and for the account of the Republic of Austria. The state uses them to finance essential tasks, from infrastructure expansion to education and healthcare. Investors benefit from a broad maturity spectrum and therefore a high degree of flexibility, as well as the transparency and liquidity of stock exchange trading. Due to the excellent rating of the Republic of Austria, these bonds are among the safest investment options. The minimum denomination for government bonds issued after August 23, 2023, is 100 euros, before 1,000. Euros, ADX, weekly performance, -0.00%. Wednesday, Palfinger. In 2023, a year marked by high volatility, rising interest rates and significant inflation, Palfinger AG achieved an absolute record year. Palfinger consolidated revenue in 2023 are 2.45 billion euro, 2022, 2.23 billion. The operating result increased significantly by 39.8% from 150.4 million euros in 2022 to 210.2 million euros. Furthermore, the best EBIT margin of 8.6% since 2008 was achieved. The consolidated net result rose substantially by 50.8%, from 71.4 million euros in 2022 to 107.7 million euros. This was largely due to the very good product mix, good capacity utilization at plants, the full effectiveness of the implemented price increases and stabilization of the supply chain. At 1.05 euro, a dividend of over 1 euro will be proposed to the annual general meeting for the first time. Palfinger, weekly performance, 1.03%. Addiko, Addiko Group, a consumer and SME specialist bank active across Central and Southeastern Europe, CSEE, increases the full-year profit by 60%, boosts its dividend and announces market entry in Romania, the result after tax of €41.1 million, U22, €25.7 million, reflected the strong business development, successful repricing, provisions for legal claims and relatively benign credit losses. Expected credit loss expenses stood at €11.8 million or 0.34% cost of risk, U22, €15.4 million. Since the underlying asset quality continued to be strong, ADICO decided to reduce the post-model adjustment to €6.5 million to reflect remaining uncertainties. The share of the two focus segments, consumer and SME, of the total gross performing loan book increased to 87% compared to 82% at year-end 2022, in line with ADICO's strategy. The overall customer gross performing loan book grew to €3.5 billion compared to €3.3 billion at the end of 2022, while the non-focus as well as the medium SME loan book continued to decrease. The overall focus book growth was at a strong 11% YOY, while the focus portfolio excluding the medium SME loans grew by even 15%. 2023 was another strong year for ADICO, with solid loan growth and focused cost management, allowing us to propose a higher dividend than for the previous 2 years combined, said Chief Executive Officer Herbert Juranek. ADICO Bank, weekly performance, -0.33%. Thursday, Unica Insurance Group AG announced strong premium growth and increased earnings at the presentation of the preliminary 2023 financial results. Premiums written increased by 9.7% to €7,185.60 million, while earnings before taxes exceeded expectations at €426.4 million. Consolidated profit, loss, the proportion of net profit, loss, for the period attributable to the shareholders of Unica Insurance Group AG increased by 18% to €302.7 million, 2022, €256.0 million. Andreas Brandstetter, CEO Unica Insurance Group, in the past year 2023, we made substantial payments for weather-related claims, mainly due to the storms in July and August. We were also affected by significant major claims. Nevertheless, 2023 was another successful financial year. We were once again able to grow noticeably as a group and further increase our earnings. Our companies in the C region are developing particularly well and are making a substantial contribution to our increased profitability. Unica, weekly performance, 0.87%. Zumtobel, the lighting group Zumtobel, recorded a decline in sales of 7.9% to €840 million in the first 9 months of the current financial year 2023-24. According to the company, the reason for this was the continued weak demand in the components segment, although a slight recovery slowly emerged in the third quarter, as the company reports. The components segment recorded a decline in sales of -20.4% to €222.6 million, while sales in the lighting division fell by -2.1% to €663.4 million. Adjusted EBIT fell by 32.5% to €45.9 million compared to the same period last year. This corresponds to an adjusted EBIT margin of 5.5%, previous year 7.5%. The company's profit amounts to €21.4 million after €43.4 million in the previous year. The outlook has been confirmed. For the 2023-24 financial year, the company continues to expect a decline in sales in the mid-single-digit percentage range and an adjusted EBIT margin, excluding special items, of 4-6%. Zumtobel, weekly performance, -3.92%. Friday, Vienna Stock Exchange, on the occasion of International Women's Day, the Vienna Stock Exchange will once again ring the bell for gender equality. The event on March 8, part of an initiative involving around 120 stock exchanges worldwide, aims to raise awareness of women's economic participation and equality. Financial education is a key topic in this regard, as the Action Barometer, a study by Action Forum, the Federation of Austrian Industries, IV, and the Vienna Stock Exchange shows. Although there is an urgent need for financial education in society as a whole, the survey found that women have a particularly high need to catch up when it comes to financial knowledge. According to the Action Barometer, women rate their financial knowledge as significantly less profound than men. 77% of the women surveyed stated that they refrain from investing in securities due to a lack of financial literacy. By comparison, men also require training and further education. Although the proportion of those rating their financial expertise as inadequate is clearly lower at 61%. This also reflects in securities ownership, as while 19% of women use securities for long-term wealth accumulation, almost twice as many men do so at 36%. ADX, weekly performance, -0.00%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.